Gold is money and everything else is credit. This is what allegedly JP Morgan used to say. Let's talk about money because there are a lot of misconceptions about it. Many people say that money is a currency issued by a government that is allowing you to pay taxes with it. It makes absolutely no sense. That is a purely political construct decided by governments to monopolize the creation of money. It makes no sense whatsoever to think that a currency is money for the only reason that a government issues it. Let's start with what makes a currency money. One, it has to be a reserve of value. Two, it has to be a unit of measure. Third, it has to be a generalized means of payment. Ultimately, a state-issued currency is nothing but credit, and its demand is purely based on the demand for credit of that issuer. What it's representing, it's not the wealth creation that government generates. Governments do not create wealth via money creation. It makes absolutely no sense. It consumes wealth. And what it is basically using is a unit of measure and as a way of transferring its fiscal imbalances throughout the entire economy. And it does it via inflation, which is the destruction of the purchasing power of the currency that it issues. Ultimately, what the government tries to do by monopolizing the issuing of money is simply to pass on to citizens in their wages and in their deposit savings the imbalances created by the consumption of units of currency created by that same government. If you think about it, ultimately, money is simply a representation of the credit of an economy. But the economy is not necessarily what the government or the political construct of the border and its institutions have generated. We can have a currency that is fully independently issued, and we can have different currencies that are issued by governments that are not money because they're not reserve of value, they're not units of measure for the vast majority of the population, and furthermore, because they are not used generally and accepted generally. This is why, for example, so many governments need to issue debt in foreign currency. It's not because they're stupid or because they don't understand the magic money tree. It's because they know that there is no demand globally for the debt issued in the local currency, because those people know that the value of the currency, that the purchasing power of the currency is going to be destroyed, i.e. the credit of the issuer is diminishing. It is literally the representation of what is the credit and the worthiness of that issuer. Therefore, the government cannot issue all the currency that it requires in order to fulfill its payment obligations. Certainly, it cannot issue all the debt that it wants in its own currency because the demand for the currency is not unlimited, and it never has been. If we think about a system of global currencies, the only reason why we accept those currencies as citizens is because it is simpler to make transactions with them. But it does not mean that that immediately makes them money. There are dozens of currencies all over the world that are not money and that are issued by states. Independent currencies do not need to justify increasing money supply because the government increases its deficit spending or has enormous levels of expenditures well above its revenues. So independent currencies are closer to what money really is if they preserve the three principles of being a reserve of value, a generalized means of payment, and a unit of measure. And independent currencies, independent money, is always going to have the benefit of not suffering from a government that will always have the incentive to transfer to the rest of the citizens its fiscal imbalances by destroying the purchasing power of the currency. So, currency is not money. Governments do not create wealth. They absorb it. They consume it. Governments do not have the power to increase the money supply and their level of indebtedness almost eternally without any fiscal constraint. Inflationary constraint is a fiscal constraint. Inflation is the manifestation of the loss of confidence and of the loss of the purchasing power of the currency. Therefore, governments do have always a fiscal and monetary constraint. They always do, because it's the same. Because when a government is issuing a currency and debt much faster than its real demand, inflation creeps up, which is the evidence of the loss of the purchasing power of the currency, and with it, the gradual loss of the confidence in the currency that the government issues. So, when they say that governments don't have a monetary constraint if they have a world reserve currency or if they are monetarily independent, that is a stupidity. There is no one that is fully monetary independent for a very simple reason. If the government continues to destroy the confidence in the purchasing power of the currency, it loses its independence to issue debt in local currency. It loses it as fast as so many countries have done in the past. It is not true that money is something that governments issue that allow you to pay taxes with it. That is a pure political construct. If we think about money at the end of the day, the reason why JP Morgan said that gold is money and everything else is credit is because to a certain extent, he was completely right. The reason why gold is more money than fiat currencies is because there is no perverse incentive in the issuance of gold to transfer the imbalances of the issuer to the rest of the citizens, i.e. because supply is limited and everybody in the world views gold as something that is a unit of measure and a mean of payment and certainly as a reserve of value. But there is nowhere in the equation in independent currency an issuer that has the perverse incentive to destroy the purchasing power of the note that it issues in order to increase the size of government in the economy and reduce the savings, the value of savings and wages in the economy. Ultimately, if you think about it, massive money printing is a huge transfer of wealth from those that earn a salary and from those that have savings to those that are indebted and those that issue the currency, ultimately governments. So there is absolutely no truth in the idea that governments can be independent in monetary terms. They lose that alleged independence the moment that they destroy the confidence in the paper, in the unit, in the note that they issue the currency. It is purely a political construct, and like all political constructs, when you pass all the limits of confidence, the entire thing crumbles. That is the reality of money.
Thank you for watching this video. Please subscribe to my channel, like my videos, leave your comments below, and keep defending freedom. Thank you very much.